Remember those films you had to watch in high school, the short movies about personal hygiene, the importance of good posture and avoiding drugs and teen sex? Films with titles like What About Juvenile Delinquency from 1955 or Halloween Safety from 1977. Well, there's a good chance those movies were produced in Lawrence. Steve Novak, director of the Watkins Museum, says Centron Studios in Lawrence was one of the major producers of educational films from the late 1940s into the 1990s.
That aspect of their operation did films that would have been shown in classrooms. And they were things about hygiene, about social skills, and they come off in this kind of mix of instruction and a little Leave It to Beaver. And these days when we look at them, they have a kind of kitsch quality to them that makes them really entertaining, probably far more entertaining than the original intent was to be.
Tonight, the Lawrence Public Library and the Watkins Museum of History will present some of the best of Centron's short films at Liberty Hall in Lawrence. Steve Novak says the special program celebrates Lawrence residents and their part in the Centron films.
They shot on location, and their exteriors are exterior scenes of Lawrence. Sometimes you'll see places that you recognize in the background, Massachusetts Street, Lawrence High School, and they drew on the Lawrence community for their actors and especially for their extras.
Centron was a major player in the golden age of educational, tourism, and training films. Many of the best of them will be screened tonight, and several of the actors who starred in those movies will speak in the program, hosted by former Centron actor and Lawrence radio personality Hank Booth. The Stars of Centron starts at 7 o'clock this evening at Liberty Hall in Lawrence. It's free and open to the public.